You're listening to Clan Chat, the locker room, and it's time to introduce you to another member of the Glasgow Clan team for 2018-19. I'm Craig Anderson, and we're talking to every member of Pete Russell's team ahead of the new season and getting to know a little about who's wearing the Clan purple. This time I caught up with forward Scott Tansky, who has safely arrived on these shores and settling in nicely to his temporary home for the next few months. So I asked him what his first impressions are of his new surroundings.
I love it. It's been great so far, especially, you know, where our apartments are here in Renfrew, just across from the rink. And, you know, while we got a big shopping center there, and then I was over at the N2 Brayhead with the ski hill and all the stuff. We've been checking everything else out, and it's just been an amazing couple of days getting everything settled, and couldn't be happier to get things started, and we're very excited.
And of course, a lot of your teammates have been arriving in the last few days as well. There's been a team bonding dinner. What have you made of the guys you'll be playing with this year?
We already seem like we're bonding into a close, tight-knit group of guys here. I mean, I think, you know, Pete and Gareth and Jerry and these guys that put on these events prior to even stepping on the ice have done something special here where we're already pretty much comfortable with each other. And now we can just go right into building that chemistry on the ice, and instead of having that little period where, you know, you need to get used to each other, and, you know, some guys are quiet here and there, but we got to see the city of Glasgow as a team, and, you know, they put on these two events for us on Friday and Saturday, and I think it's going to be something that's going to be extremely beneficial to us, especially when you need to bond when you know you're going into a 8-game road trip to start the year, and, you know, it's going to be important to get points on the road at the start of the year, and, you know, you don't have to rely on getting points at the end of the year, so the quicker that you can come together as a team, the better.
So in this situation, when you're meeting the team and you're being made to feel so welcome, as you've just described there, does the hockey generally take care of itself after that?
You know what? I mean, the whole hockey side of it, we got a lot of veterans on this team. We got a lot of guys who have played in this league before and guys who have played professional for a lot of years. And I think that, you know, apart from systems and you know, learning how Pete wants us to play this year, we all know what we need to do on the ice, you know, and sometimes it's when you come to a new team and you can get comfortable right off the bat, then you feel comfortable and you feel like you really want to battle for those guys on the ice, and then the hockey seems to come easier than it normally would if you were didn't have that opportunity to meet some guys and feel comfortable off the bat.
So what sold you on coming to Glasgow Clan?
Well, I heard that Glasgow is a very beautiful city, as I can already see so far. I just heard the organization, you know, a rich history here in Scotland, and I want to be a part of a championship winning team here, and I really like the makeup of the players that they had signed, and, you know, a few guys that I played against, and I just think that with talking to Pete, he likes my style of play, which is, you know, two-way energy, physical. You know, it doesn't have to rely on me. We got like a ton of guys to put up points and score goals. But if I can be a role player on the team and put up some offensive numbers, but also take care of my own end as well as, you know, contributing on special teams on the penalty kill is one of the things that I've been very consistently in the first, you know, the top two units as I played in the American Hockey League in the ECHL. And, you know, he expressed to me that he'd be utilizing me in the roles that I'm comfortable with. And who knows, you know, even coming over, I might be able to find some more offense that I've ever had before. And I just think the makeup of the team, the area, the location, and the history here in Glasgow is something that really drew me towards coming here to play.
Now, of course, the action gets started next week. The summer series and pre-season games get underway, but it's going to be a big week ahead. There's going to be a lot of training and things like that, some orientation. How much do you looking forward to this week now, finally getting started?
Yeah, I can't wait. It's been a long few months for me. I mean, at the end of last year, I was out. I had back surgery on a herniated disc, and I had to watch my team last year in the playoffs play, and then I had to do all the rehab and get ready to play again this year, and I've been really, you know, counting down the days so I can step on the ice with my new teammates and you know, go to battle and be in front of these fans and really see what this league and this city has to offer. And from what I've heard so far, it's going to be like nothing I've ever experienced back home with our fan base and I can't wait to get started. And the thing is, when you're so tight right off the bat with guys, and you're on the ice and you're working hard and putting everything together, I think that, you know, when a time comes, when these games come where we're playing some pretty tough opponents, even in the exhibition with the Fishtown Penguins and the other Dell 2 team, and then the following weekend with a few other hard teams, I think they put together those so we can get tested, and I think it's good to see where you are right off the bat. And, you know, those teams will have been skating, you know, a lot longer than us. And I think, you know what, we're going to have four practices, and we're gonna really see where we're made out of early. So I think that's another big thing for us, is to really focus on progressing, learning the style of play we need to play, and then carrying that into when we start on September the 8th.
So that's it. Thanks for listening to this Clan Chat vignette as we build up to the new season. Don't forget to subscribe to Clan Chat through Audioboom, iTunes and Spotify. And if you want to leave a review about this or any edition, feel free to do so. All feedback is welcome. Get the latest news and ticket information from Glasgow Clan by heading to the website, clanihc.com, like the official Facebook page, or follow us on Twitter and Instagram at clanihc. I'll be back with another interview, so on behalf of myself, Craig Anderson, and producer Stuart Priest, we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.